Okay. There is a fantastic book on website design and development called Don't Make Me Think. And I've got it right here on your handout. Don't Make Me Think by Steve Krug. Okay? He is a terrific author. And his book is easy to read. It's highly graphical. It's kind of like reading a comic book or graphic novel. It's very, very user-friendly. And he's got great tips because for a site to be wow, for it to really work for you, you don't want people to have to think when they're on it. You want it to be intuitive. You want them to naturally know where to click, where to go, how to find things. If they have to think, they're out of there. Now, the average web visitor is only on the page 27 seconds. I think that sounds long, too. I would have guessed 8 or 10 seconds. But, I mean, they're on and off so fast. And the average visit length, they're going to decide in under 2 minutes whether they're going to stay on your site or not. A benchmark that I use for websites when I look at Google Analytics is 5 minutes. If they're on your site somewhere in the 5-minute range, your site is doing well. If you're under that, then it's not capturing them, it's not interesting, it's not compelling enough. So visit length is a very important statistic for you to look at, okay? The next one, Don't Make Me Think, the book tells us, is that they don't read. Web visitors are not there to read your website. They don't read. So large blocks of text, oh, get rid of it. They don't want to read it. Most web visitors, we're used to this. Okay? Even though this isn't necessarily the traditional media that we're using these days, you notice how the newspaper, if you look at it, the page is divided into segments. Bright colors, big headlines, your eye goes from one block to the next block, right? That's how a good website page should be. It should have multiple blocks of information, and your eye can go moving around. If it's one big long block of text, forget it. They're out of there. So break it up. The very scientific term is chunk. Chunk your website content into short paragraphs of 2 to 3 sentences each with headlines and subheadlines and break the information up. Okay? They're in a massive hurry, the people on your site. Huge hurry. Okay, they are not going to spend a lot of time. We put so much time and energy into our websites when in fact what they see on a site and what we see are two totally different things. I'll show you an example of what I mean by that. There's also a certain game involved with web visitors. They like kind of having, like, guessing where to go, but they're only going to guess a couple of times before they quit guessing and give up and get frustrated. So there's just this initial game of, oh, this is a new website. What happens if I click here? Like, it's like the unknown, you know, it's fun. But then a couple times of the memory game, remember that old game where you flip the cards over and try to match them? And then they don't get any matches and they're out of there. Okay. And when something works, they stick with it. So if they figure out how to use the Find a Home button and it works well, they are back and back and back and back. They use that, okay? If they, and this is important when you're doing web design, if something works. So if the major sites out there, like Target or Walmart or Amazon, put their order now or contact us now button in the upper right-hand corner, that's what you should do too. Why? Because those sites train millions of web users what to click on and how to use it, right? And it's intuitive, so it's become expected. So you want to follow the conventions, is the word for it, the web conventions of the bigger companies. Because, yes, guessing is fun, but only to a limited degree. And when I'm on these other sites, if I click here, it works. Cool. I'll stick with it. So they come to expect that out of your site. And, oddly enough, even though they don't read, Visitors come for content. Content is king. Not big blocks of text, but content. And these days, it's the user-generated content, like the videos and the audio and the photography slideshows and the interactive floor plans and all of the things that they can play with, quote unquote, that really make them want to stick around and look around. Okay? Think about it. Best Buy, Brookstone, those offline retailers figured out something very important. They figured out that in their store, if they put a massage chair at the front, or in the case of Best Buy, they put the newest iPod out that people can play with, that when people play, they pay. Right? At Brookstone, you can play with almost any item in the store. And after 10 minutes in that chair, oh, you're getting one. Like you end up buying it. Same thing at Best Buy. You play with that new iPod, you play with the flip video camera, you're buying it. So why wouldn't we do that online and give them the chance to play mortgage calculators, interactive site plans? There's a ton of different elements you could be using that gives them a chance to interact with you. That's the content that's king right now. And a battle that I fight constantly in this industry specifically is the idea of putting pricing on a site. I hear from so many that I don't want to put my prices on my site because then they won't call me and I won't even get a chance to talk to them. No, the wrong people will call you. People who aren't your target audience. The web shopper expects to have pricing, square footage, location, all of the details of the homes you build, where you build them, and how much they are on the site. Even if it's just a from the whatever number, okay? Even if you're a true custom builder and everything, you know, is built from, you generally build in a range, give the range from the 1 million to 2 million, something. Otherwise, you're just going to have a bunch of unqualified, untargeted, you know, leads contacting you that don't make sense for your business. Why would you do that? That's a waste. And I believe in selling value over price. Always have, always will. I know it's tough right now, and we are playing the price game. I get that. That's reality for now. But online, you can sell value, you can do that effectively, but you still have to have at least a starting point so that the right people are contacting you. Because these days, even a $15,000 swing is a big difference in who can qualify for it and who can't. It used to be if you were in 25 to 50, you could do a from the and be 25 to 50 off, and the people could still qualify and it wasn't so much an issue. But the swing is a lot narrower now. So I don't want to waste time with a bunch of people that can't qualify for it. I want to get A-plus leads coming in of people that know my price, know my location, and have raised their hand and given me permission to contact them anyway.